You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, The Back Page with Michael Carayannis.
Michael Carayannis, good morning to you. Did you enjoy your Anzac Day?
Yes, good morning, Matty. Good morning, Vossi. Yeah, what about the three games of footy? The Titans finally got their first win, and then big day for the Roosters to watch them smash the Dragons and then watch their arch rival South Sydney fall into a heap as well. So the Roosters fans, I'm sure they're strutting around this morning.
How are the Dragons fans feeling this morning, Michael?
Back to reality for the Dragons. It's been an up and down season, and we're going to see that throughout the year for the Dragons. I actually gave them a rough hope yesterday leading up to the game. I thought the Roosters would win, but I thought it'd be a super competitive game, but they were just blown off the park and their forwards just couldn't match it. They were just off the pace in the middle part of the field and the Roosters. As soon as the Roosters get a roll on and you see the likes of Brandon Smith and Connor Watson played his best game for a long time yesterday as well. It's so good to see him back after the injury run that he goes through. But if the Roosters can get on the front foot and you see Watson and Smith and Joey Manu and Tedesco in the middle of the field, it's dangerous signs for the opposition.
Question on the text line. In the old rugby league week days, they used to give you ratings out of 10. Should Sam Walker, would he have got a 10 out of 10 from rugby league week yesterday? His kicking game would have got 10 out of 10, wouldn't it? Would you? What would be your... hypothetically, boys, let's just start around. What would be your rating for Sam Walker yesterday? Well, I've got him probably 9 out of 10, but his kicking game was absolute perfect. Short kicking game, amazing, and he kicked 10 from 10 with his shots at goal and not all of them in front.
Vossi, it's funny you say that because I sent my colleague Brent Reid, who was covering the game, I sent him a text saying 10 out of 10 for Sam Walker today during the game, towards the end of the game. Mm. So I would have given him a 10.
A 10? Matty Russell?
2 missed tackles, he gets a 9. But he did defend magnificently. So if you're keen on the numbers, there was the try he scored, the 3 try assists. I thought some of his defence was outstanding, his commitment and work rate. I think 10 should be, you know, every few years. I'd give him 9, Andrew. 9.
You're a hard man. No, well, I'm with you. I'm not giving him 10 either. I'm giving him just under, but I'm going 9.5 or 9.6 if you can put in the decimals. Now, the Tigers, it really happened. This wasn't a dream. The Tigers went from, here come the Tigers down the outside. They've got Tito Taruva. Is it locked in? Look, he's informed the Panthers yesterday he's on his way. And the Tigers have got him for 3 years.
It's done, boys. It's done. Obviously, heard you talk about it when I went off air yesterday when we had that story come out after my cross yesterday. And, they've come from the outside and have usurped the Dragons and surprised the Panthers. I think the Panthers thought that if Taruva was going to leave, he'd beat it, potentially play fullback at the Dragons. But that's not the way it's going to play out. He's going to join Jerome Luai and Api Korosau and Charlie Staines and Brett Naden as ex-Panther premiership winners at the Tigers next season. And the interesting thing is, it looks like he's going to go as a centre and partner Justin Olam in the centres and be a backup fullback to Jareem Bull. Obviously, Jareem's not going anywhere. He's an exceptional talent. But the Tigers have gone about their business very quietly. And, the news broke just hours before it sort of officially got done. So, Taruva will be at the West Tigers next season. Another blow for Penrith off the back of James Fisher-Harris leaving at the end of the season, they've got some gaps to fill now, the Panthers.
Well, they're losing Luai. They're losing James Fisher-Harris. I want to talk cold, hard Johnny Cash. From what you know, Michael, what are the Tigers paying Sonia Taruva? How did it compare to what the Dragons were offering and what the Panthers were able to put on the table at this point?
Well, the most unique deal was the Dragons. The Dragons' offer was somewhere between 450 and 600, but there was triggers in that contract depending on if he played X amount of games at fullback. You know, if he played X amount of games at fullback, he would have earned top dollar. I think the Panthers were around that 350 mark, and I think the Tigers would have been around that 450. So he's gone to the Tigers for significantly less than he potentially could have earned at the Dragons, depending on, you know, those triggers for the amount of games before he played fullback. So he's definitely gone to more money at the Tigers, but less money than what he could have potentially earned at the Dragons.
Right, and maybe the Dragons had that extra money because they were seeing him more as fullback, and it seems that Tito was happy for centre. Now, this is one we haven't touched on today, and he was very good again yesterday, both under high ball carries Joseph Swalihi. Peter Volandis has given the green light for Joseph to play Origin this year, despite the fact that he has signed with Rugby Australia.
Yeah, there's obviously been some debate around that. Should he be available? Should you pick him? And Peter Volandis, the chairman of the Australian Rugby League Commission, has said no, he's an NRL player, so he should be eligible. And Michael Maguire's job is to pick the best team available. And, you know, there's no restrictions, there's no banning of Joseph Swalihi from being able to play for New South Wales. And I agree with that stance. You know, if it's a toss of the coin job, then you'd probably lean towards a bloke that's going to stay in league long term. But if you clearly think that he's the best choice to play for New South Wales and Michael Maguire's only focus is winning this series, then he's got to pick him, right, if that's the way he feels.
Michael, I'm with you 100%. Andrew, I'll get your take on this. I think if you have a player who is worthy of selection, but because he's choosing to do something next year for financial reasons, it's petty, it's bitter to say, oh, no, well, if you're going to leave us, we're not going to pick you now. No, bang your chest like King Kong. Say, we're the biggest game in town. We don't care what you do in the future, but while you're a rugby league player here and now, we're going to pick you to play for the Blues because you're playing well enough and we want you and we're not going to be petty, small-minded or bitter. Vossie?
I'm stopping short of going as strongly as you. I want to know that come the Pacific Championship at the end of the year, is Joseph Swalihi up for selection? He doesn't play for Australia, does he? He plays for Samoa.
Yep.
Is he up for selection internationally at the end of the season, or is he going to fly off, do the Harold Holt and go to rugby then? If he's not available for the full year of representative football, then no, I'm saying no, you're not getting any representative football.
So his contract would expire.
In this case. So I agree with your point.
Yes.
If he's available for the entire year, let's say he was an Australian eligible player, he would have to be available for the postseason stuff for me to play him in Origin this year. He's got to be available for the whole rep year. So I
agree with you.
If he is, then I can pick him in Origin. Nah, if he's not,
yeah,
if he's,
that can't
he's doing the bolt, I'm
as
not
Maddie
picking
said,
him.
I think the contract's expired at the end of October. So if the test series is November 1 onwards and some matches are played sometimes in November, then he wouldn't have a contract. So that would be a very difficult situation to transpire. So you wouldn't be picking any of them.
Is Buzz is on, but I'm in Team Rothfield on this one. I'm saying, Joseph, sorry, old mate. Enjoy your time in the rah-rahs.
I'm in Team Reedy. Team Reedy and Team Carrianas.
Go get some leather patches on your elbows, and we wish you all the very best. There we go.
I'd be right to pick him, but you know, it was an interesting clash yesterday against Zach Lomax, who had been the form winger of the competition, but Swalihi won that quite convincingly yesterday, that individual battle.
Did the Storm, and to a lesser extent, I suppose, given it was one game, whereas the Storm have been a bit better for a few more, reassert their premiership credentials yesterday, Michael?
Yeah, they look good. And the pleasing thing for the Storm was the fact that it was their big guns and the combination of the Pappenhausen, Hughes, Grant, Munster, and their combination, which really stamped their authority. Really, if you break down their spine, they've got the best in the competition, right, of any side. And, the way Pappenhausen continues to grow Munster off the back of a an injury start to the season, he's getting back to his best. So, yeah, they're looking very dangerous to Storm at the moment. I thought they were outstanding yesterday.
Yeah, they've been good and seem to be getting better. They've been lucky to pick up a couple of wins, haven't they? But as Stephen Blocker Roach said to me, the good sides find a way to win when they shouldn't. And you go back to the Xavier Coates try, you go back to that the late way they got out of jail since then. There's a lot to like about Melbourne. On the text line, back to Joseph Swali'i, 422 says that Joseph Swali'i should 100% be eligible to play for New South Wales, but he's not in the best two wingers in the state. The incumbents, of course, are Josh Adokar and Brian To'o. So, yeah, Swali'i, he's putting his hand up. Zach Lomax has put his hand up. The battle for the New South Wales back five is going to be intriguing, Michael. There are so many discussion points around that back line.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I think Josh Adokar had a really poor start to the season as well. But, you know, he's starting to find his groove a little bit. But Brian To'o is obviously a lock on one wing and the other wing's up open for debate. Then we've got the fullback spot, and then, you know, Tom Trbojevic will most likely play at centre, and then who does the other centre spot go to? So there's a lot to discuss in terms of New South Wales back, well, back, you know, first six, I'd say, even the 5-8 spot. You know, there's a lot of intrigue around the makeup of that New South Wales from 1 to 6.
On the text, Nathaniel says about Penrith, with the loss of Luai, and not necessarily Tarufa, but from the 2021 grand final side, so the first of the run of three, come next year, at this point, with Fisher-Harris confirming he's gone, they have only 7 of the 17 still at the club. 3 years on, 7. And it's not like blokes have retired. They're all still playing. You know, Kickow, Burton, Crichton, they're all playing elsewhere, Coruscant. So 7. They've only got 7 of the 17. If we had have applied this to the Dragons' run of 11, I wonder if the Dragons would have got to 11. Certainly adds to the merit of what Penrith are doing. If they keep losing players, that's a lot of players. That's 10 of your grand final side from 3 years ago won't be at your club. Amazing. Michael, have a great day. Who are you tipping, Manly or Parramatta?
Manly, but that's another game that's going to have a lot of intrigue regarding the Eels. And after Brad Arthur caught them out, and put the players on notice last week to see how they respond.
Yeah. Should chuck them all on a game show right at the moment. Get all the struggling coaches in a game show and just watch how they go under pressure.
Will the part-time or full-time team turn up? We'll find out.
Yeah. New Price is Right or something.
See you, Michael.
Telegraph's Michael Carriano. So, right, there's a question. What game show could you have? Jason Demetrio, Brad Arthur. You'd still throw Dez in there. Dez,
Blankety Blanks. Blankety Banks with Dave Gray. Throw him in there as well.
Chelsea Brown. Well done. We're powered by Kubota at breakfast. Kubota's got the gear, got the mowers, got the tractors, got the Land Pride attachments. Just go along and have a look. Just walk around the yard and have a look. Sit on one. See what you think. And, of course, we're here for Sonos as well. Best sound systems. Absolutely blow your mind in your lounge room. Sonos sound. Imagine listening through the Sonos to this program. How good would that be? Thank you.